Mayor Kenney announced a plan this week to bring back citywide street sweeping to Philadelphia in 2023. It's not the first time the city has tried to clean up its streets. WHYY's Ryan Briggs interviews the last man who declared war on litter and lost.
Frank DiCicco hates litter. The former South Philly council member even drove a street sweeper as the head of a neighborhood cleanup group in the 90s.
Exactly what you see the city using, a commercial street sweeper. It was pretty neat because I'm a clean freak, so I got to pick up all the trash that I couldn't stand seeing all week.
Philadelphia had cut street cleaning services to save money in the 1970s, but it soon earned a reputation for filth. When DiCicco got elected to council in 1996, he tried to bring back the service citywide, but it didn't go well. His own neighbors were furious they had to move their cars to make way for sweeper trucks or face costly parking tickets.
Phones were literally ringing off the hook, as they say. It was nuts. People would get in my face and yell at me, "Who are you to tell me I got to move my car? This isn't a communist country."
So DiCicco killed his own program just a few years after it began, fearing that he'd lose re-election. It was the last time that the city saw neighborhood street cleaning. Mayor Kenney's new plan is a lot like DiCicco's old plan, but the former councilman thinks it could work. He says the difference has nothing to do with policy. It's all about politics.
There will be challenges, but again, I think it's more or less the political will. Jimmy's not going to run again for re-election, so he doesn't have that pressure.
That, and DiCicco thinks residents might be a little less likely to scream at the mayor than their own councilperson. Ryan Briggs, WHYY News.